Amen. Weren't they a help today? Helping us connect with the Lord. Turn with me in your Bible to Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18, we're talking about the power of our tongue, the power of the words that we speak out of our mouth, and the effect that they have in our life, because they have big time results. Proverbs 18:20. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, and from the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And we've been talking about where that power, where that life or death is unleashed in our lives. And we talked about that our own heart, the place, the seat of our belief system, that it is affected greatly by the words that we say. And we can really, and this entire series is about allowing our mouth to line up with our beliefs that are based on the Word of God and what He has to say about the situation. All right? And so our heart, we talked about last week, speaking God's outcome. God changed Abram's name, and before he had children, God called him, he called himself, other people started calling him the father of many nations before he had kids. Calling those things, Romans 4, calling those things that are not as though they were. Amen? God sees it. God sees the outcome. He's the Alpha and the Omega, and we just go to the end and begin to see and to say what God says. Now, turn with me to Mark chapter 11. Today we're going to look at another aspect of the power of our words, and that is that the mountains that you are facing in your life, they need to hear your voice. The mountains in your life need to hear your voice. Not the praise team's voice, not the preacher's voice, not the prayer team's voice, your voice. Mark chapter 11 and verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly, that means he's saying this is the truth. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. All right? Tell your neighbor, you are he. Maybe for the ladies, say, you're the person in this verse. Say, I'm the person in this verse. You will have whatever you say. Not me, not your spouse. It's you. And you are instructed and commanded by the Lord Jesus to speak to the mountain that is in your way. How many of you are facing a few mountains? All right. If you knew what was on the other side of your mountain, you'd open your mouth. It's time to get to the other side of the mountain. Amen. It's time to reach and go where God has for our life. Now, when Jesus is referring to this mountain, it's the impossible situation. It's the thing that you can't do anything about. It's that which has been there for a long time. It is that which is impeding your progress in God's plan. It is that which is in the way. All right? And you know that God has a plan for you, for your family, what He has called you to do. But there's something in the way. All right? And I wish this weren't the case. But when God promises you the promised land, He is fully aware that there are giants there. Did you know that? And when God made the promise of the promised land, all the giants didn't die. They didn't roll out a red carpet with trumpets and, welcome, children of Israel. Here are our houses and our cities. No, they put up a fight. And the enemy of our soul. Now, here's the thing. People are not your enemy. Satan is the enemy. There are things in this life and there are circumstances. Those are the enemies of God's progress in your life. But they need to be removed. All right? Now, it's big. It's in your face. And here's the thing. God expects you to do something about it. God expects you to do something about it, right? Speak to the mountain. Now, what do we speak? We speak what we know based on God's word. We speak the revealed word and will of God. All right, don't get crazy. Don't be weird. Don't be foolish. Stay within the boundaries of what God says. Amen? We just had a verse in the offering. God has pleasure in my prosperity. It says, let them continually say it. What? To say, to proclaim, to speak. All right? To those tough situations. Now, here are some things that people say about their mountain that are not in God's word. All right? Sometimes people just say, well, I believe that it'll all work out. Do you know that there are many situations in the Bible that didn't work out? Do you realize that? Things in life don't just work out with our participation. If you've got a house that is a mess and your lawn is overgrown with weeds and rats, you can't just sit in the house and say, well, I believe it all work out. Because I heard at church that God is on my side. Yeah, he's on your side and he'll bless whatever you put your hand to. And I believe from this verse, what you put your mouth to. God expects you to do something. So sometimes people say, well, it'll all work out. Here's another crazy thing people say. And I understand if people in the world say this, all right, the Bible is not their guidebook. But unfortunately, Christians sometimes say this. Well, I just believe there's a reason for everything. There's a reason for everything. How many of you have heard that nonsense? How many of you have spoken that nonsense? Okay, I'm taking names, all right? There's a reason for everything. Well, here's the thing. There are reasons in this earth, but many of the reasons are not God's will. For you have an enemy who goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. There are people in this world, billions of them, that do not yield to God on a daily basis. They wake up in the morning. On Friday night, last night, there were people in our city that thought carefully, how can I disobey God tonight? They planned it out. They saved their money. They made phone calls. They got the posse and the guys and come on, let's go and disobey God. Well, everything has a reason. No. Speak God's word to the mountain. Don't wait for God to do something that he expects you to do. Let me say that again. Don't wait for God to do something that he expects you to do something about in your life. And what he wants you to do is to open your mouth, pull out the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and charge the mountains of your life. All right? Your mountain needs to hear your voice. Now, and we've talked about in this church at times, Mark 11:24 talks about the prayer of faith. All right? And there is a time to pray, but verse 23 is talking about a time to speak. A time to proclaim that which you believe. You remember when David was confronting Goliath? He didn't pray. He spoke. He proclaimed. Amen? The children of Israel, as they marched around the walls of Jericho, they didn't pray. They spoke. They shouted to God with the voice of triumph. All right? Now, let's look at an example of this in Mark, the fourth chapter. Mark, the fourth chapter. Jesus had told his disciples in verse 35, let us cross over to the other side. That is God's destination for your life. Not here, it's there. Now, on that journey, don't be surprised if the wind starts to blow. Don't be surprised if there are some waves that may try to knock you off course. All right? Now, They woke Jesus up in the middle of the storm and they said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Now that is the definition of a dumb question. God, do you care? He cares, friend. And just because things are not working out doesn't mean he doesn't care. All right? There's a plan to get through to the other side. Verse 39. Then Jesus arose and rebuked. Now first he rebuked the wind. Later he rebukes the disciples. But first of all, he rebukes the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Now, how many of you know that was not a commendation? That was not a pat on the back. Way to go, guys. Excellent. He's teaching. He's trying to help these guys. He knows his time with them is limited. He wants them to grow. You see, even in Mark chapter 11:23, it is preceded by the fact that Jesus cursed a fig tree, spoke to it, and it changed. And Peter came and said, "Jesus, look at what happened. This is amazing." And Jesus, instead of saying, "Yeah, I'm Jesus, I do those things. It's good to be me." No, he is saying, "Guys, you speak to your mountain." All right? Don't face the circumstances of life with your mouth closed. Amen? Now, what we're going to say to our mountain is not complaining, not whining, not doubt, but the words that God has given us to say. Amen? About the intended outcome that he has for us. Now, again, when we read this story, Jesus speaks to the wind and the waves. And when we see it, you know, what the disciples said was, verse 41, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea would obey him?" Amen? If it was a youth group, they would have said, "Go, Jesus, go, Jesus, go, go, Jesus, whoop, whoop, whoop," right? They're like, "Man, this is Jesus." Now, but here's the thing. When Jesus left the earth, when he left the earth and ascended to his Father, he left us with something. A lot of things, a lot of great tools and benefits for us to live in this life. But one of the things in Mark 16, verse 17, he said, "These signs will follow those who believe." It does not follow those who doubt. It follows those who believe. "In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they," the sick, "will recover." Now, how do these things happen? In his name. In his name. Amen. And we thank God and we are happy to pray for you and we will stand with you. But how many of you know there are situations that happen on a Tuesday or a Wednesday and you can't wait for Sunday? Amen. It says believers in the name of Jesus will lay hands on the sick. Now, here's based on this is just the normal practice of my life. If there is a sickness that tries to attach itself to my body, I just lay hands on myself. Amen? I don't call it a church-wide prayer meeting. Amen? I'm a believer. I did this before I was a pastor. Just as a kid, just as a person who can trust God. Lay hands on your own body. You speak to the sickness. Headache, get out of my body in Jesus' name. Not in your name. Not in the name of Jesus whom Pastor Walker preaches. It's in Jesus' name. He has given you the authority to speak on his behalf in this earth. You are authorized by God Almighty and commanded to use his name against the circumstances of life. And so when the winds and the waves and the mountains stand in your way, you stand up and say, "In Jesus' name, you are going to have to go." Amen? Confusion. And let's say, "You know what? I don't know maybe right now what to do." Well, guess what? In Jesus' name, I have the mind of Christ speaking to the mountain. Amen? Your voice is the voice of authority on the earth. And unfortunately, sometimes as Christians, we kind of sit back and we're just kind of waiting on the Lord to do something. And the fact of the matter is, He is waiting on you. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, how do you do that? With your mouth. With your mouth. Speaking the word of God. Speaking the name of Jesus. Amen? He is waiting on you to open your mouth and to speak to the mountain in His name. Amen? Now, there have been so many times in my life and in the life of this church where I have seen this come to pass. I remember when I was living in South Africa, I was attending a wonderful church, and there was a guest speaker from another part of the world. And they were in a situation like Miracle Life, and they were building a building, but they had to borrow money. And so the pastor, and sometimes he would be with his children, every time he would drive by the church on the way to some place or another, he would point at the building and he would say, "I call you paid for in Jesus' name. I call you paid for in Jesus' name." And it was just his normal practice as he would drive by the church where he pastored. And he had children. And one time, the child, they got in the car and they said, "Daddy, where are we going?" And he said, "Well, you know, we're going to go." He goes, "Well, Daddy, can we go by paid for? I'm going to go see paid for." That child literally thought the name of the church was paid for, because that's what their father called it. Paid for. Well, guess what? It is paid for. Calling those things that be not as though they were. Amen? Oh, my kids are driving me crazy. I don't know what to do with my kids, blah, 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 complaining and whining. Call them what God calls them. Amen? Speak God's word. Now, some of you were here, some of you were not here. But when when we knew we needed to leave our old building, we began looking for land. For a year and a half, we looked for land. We looked here, we looked there. Here land, there land, everywhere land. We put ads in the paper. All right, I had a lady call me, and bless her heart, she was a believer, and she said, "Pastor, I think I've got your land in Roma." I thought, "Well, praise the Lord." And she said, "Pastor, it's 1 acre. "Well, thank you, ma'am. Thanks for the call, but I think we're going to need just a little bit more than 1 acre to build a church on." All right. And so we looked and we looked and we looked and we looked. And then finally someone called us. All right. And that's why we're here today. But it had a price tag. All right. Now it was it's still an incredible deal. 20 acres for $150,000. That's what we paid for. All right. But at the time, it's a good deal. But if you don't have $150,000, it's still not a good deal. We didn't have that. And our church was not at that financial level that we could just afford something like that. And so we began to pray, look to the Lord. All right. And the Lord just prompted me, "Let's believe God to bring this in a period of 3 months. In a period of 3 months. And I remembered that story from South Africa. And I said, "All right, church, let's just call this land paid for in Jesus' name." And so during that time, we prayed about it, but we would just call it paid for. It is paid for in Jesus' name. Amen. And I remember the Sunday after 3 months that I was able to get up and tell the church, "It is paid for in Jesus' name." I mean, it is done. We have the money. Amen. And we were rejoicing. And I don't know why I remember this, but I just remember Mrs. Chitundu, who's still on the fourth row right now. We were rejoicing, and she was the first one coming up. And then we all joined her, amen, and we rejoiced in the Lord, because the mountain of our lack, the mountain of $150,000, was gone. Amen. "Well, I guess the Lord just loved you. I guess the Lord just did it." No, no, no. We trusted Him and we spoke to that mountain. Now, when we bought this land, and I would come out here on a regular basis, And we had meetings, as we began to get a professional team involved and those kinds of things. So I was driving on the way. Now, how many of you remember driving to church when it was like driving on the surface of the moon? We thought about handing out road maps on Zambezi Road, so just so you wouldn't get lost in the potholes. All right? How many remember those days? All right? We thought we were about to have to make a prerequisite for you to attend membership class that you owned a 4x4 vehicle before you became a member of Miracle Life. Now, and so this was a great concern to us that, you know, we've on a Sunday, we have about 600 cars that come with you to church. All right. And so how are we going to drive on such a road like that? And so it was a concern. And we thought, well, it sure would be nice if that road was paved. Well, how many of you know just thinking it sure would be nice doesn't accomplish anything? All right. We have happy thoughts, but we've got to translate them into voices and into action. And I think it was in 2006, there was a guest minister, Dr. Ed Dufresne, who I believe stands in the office of a prophet. And we were having meetings and people were getting healed and blessed. And it was a wonderful, wonderful time there. And he knew that we had just bought land. That's all he knew. I didn't talk to him about the road. I didn't talk to him about... He just knew. We had chatted and I said, yeah, we the church, God really blessed us. And we now have 20 acres to build upon. And so he was preaching one night. And he was talking about where he lived and where his personal house was. And he had a place and he was driving on a dust road, a road that was bumpy and everything. And he found himself complaining every time he drove on that road. And he would whine about it and moan about it. And the Holy Spirit said, call this road paved in Jesus' name. And he said, all right. So he began to tell that story. And as he was telling that story, I would sit kind of the same where I was just kind of sitting there, my wife and I. And all of a sudden, he just turned to me and he pointed at my face. He said, does that road you need paving? And I said, yes, sir. He said, call it paved in Jesus' name. And so I began to share that with the church. I began to exhort us, and from time to time we would do that. But every single time I would drive on that road, and I would be driving, I'd say, it is paved in Jesus' name. It's paved in Jesus' name. Every time, every time, every time. And I know others did. We began to proclaim the victory. We began to speak to the mountain. Well, I know I announced to you over a year ago that when we were still at the old building, that I met someone and the people that are developing around us, and they told me that we have a signed deal that the RDA is putting in a $2 million road. And it's there. Amen. Well, Pastor, I just believe that's coincidence. You know, I just, you know, coincidence. Oh, really? No, there are other roads. No, you know what? Nobody bribed anybody. We didn't make a petition. All right. If we needed to make our voice heard, but we made our, the Bible says, let your requests be made known unto God. And everybody's asking everybody down here, please, 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 got to do this, got to do that. No, just talk to God. And then God will begin to do other things that you can't do. Amen. And so now I'm telling you, every time now when I drive on that road, I just say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Driving on a paved road that we spoke to in Jesus' name. All right. God has things. There are things in your life that are bumpy. There are things in your life that need to change. And what are you saying about them? All right. Are you complaining about them? Are you whining about them? All right. Faith doesn't have a depressed song to sing. Amen. Now, there's another, you know, there are times in my own life, just my own personal life. You know, I know when God began to deal with my wife and I about coming to Lusaka. And we talked to Pastor Newberry, and we prayed, and we prayed, and we prayed, and we talked to the folks up here. And then finally, there's a green light. And we know that we're supposed to come. We know that we know that we know. Jesus Christ, the head of the church, sent me and my wife to this city. Amen? That's who sent us here. Not Pastor Newberry, but Jesus Christ. All right? And so because I know, and I've ascertained the will of God, and I know that He's called me to do this, there are days, let me just tell you, the level of my experience that passed about 7 years ago, as far as how do we do this in this church? What do we need to do, Lord? I had nothing in my background that would tell me. I remember there's a good friend of mine who is a pastor. He married my wife and I, and this guy has a book for everything. You know, and I would always ask, we'd be talking about something, and he'd say, here, let me send you a book. Let me send you a book. And I love his books, or the books that he recommends. They have a lot of answers. So I remember when we were getting ready to come here, I wrote Pastor Tony. I said, Pastor Tony, I need you to send me the book that's called How to Pastor a Church of 900 People in a Country Where You've Never Lived, Even Though You've Never Been a Pastor Before. I need you to send me that book. And when he wrote me back, he said, you're going to have to write that book. Well, we're about in chapter 2.5 right now. Just getting started. Amen. Lots of wonderful chapters yet to be written. But there are days where facing situations, facing issues, building land, all kind of whatever it is. And I don't know what to do. I don't know who to call. And so the temptation is to say, oh, what am I going to do? Instead, what I say, and sometimes on a daily basis, multiple times a day, is I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. And the answer comes. The answer comes through another person. The answer comes through wisdom. The answer comes, and the answers always, always come. Amen? And so because I know the will of God, all right? And here's the thing. Before you speak to the mountain, you better know the will of God. All right? God wants you whole. God wants you healed. God wants your family blessed. God wants your kids serving the Lord. God wants your business to succeed if it's the right one. Amen? Huh? If you've got a pub, God is not interested in your business succeeding. Hallelujah. He is going to leave that up to you, all right? God wants you to make it to His destination for your life. And once you know the will of God, and once you have based your faith firmly on His word, you've got to stand up and look at the mountain and declare, mountain, in Jesus' name, get out of my way. Amen. There's a song that we sing, and it's a nice song, and it says something like, you know, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He can move the mountains. Well, friend, let me tell you, He cannot move the mountains with your mouth shut. He will not. He will work with you. Is the situation too big for you? Of course it is. Do you have the experience to handle it? Of course you don't. But what are you going to say? Stand up and speak to the mountain and say, my God shall supply all of my needs. I have the wisdom of God. I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Mountain, hear my voice in Jesus' name. Now, again, don't be weird. Don't go down Monda Hill. All right? You know, you're shopping, and all of a sudden you remember, well, Pastor Walker said, lay hands on yourself. So you're walking down Monda Hill. In Jesus' name, I rebuke you. I said, come out. You know, don't be weird. Amen? That's why the Bible refers to a prayer closet. Doesn't necessarily have to be a closet, but it's where you get with God, all right? Or you get with your family, all right? And this is a family meeting right here. All right, this is a time where Miracle Life family gets together. All right? But you have got to speak to your mountain. Don't face Goliath with your mouth shut. How many of you know Goliath talks, doesn't he? That mountain talks. It torments you. It says something. Amen? Well, today is the time to talk back and to speak to our mountain. Let's stand on our feet. Let's stand to our feet. Now, what I want to do right now, praise team, you can come, but don't praise right now. All right? Because again, I want you to learn how to do this by yourself. And I found that the praise team doesn't come to my house when I need encouragement. I've got to encourage myself in the Lord. Amen? And so, there are mountains in your life, and I don't know what they are, but you do. And some of you have been complaining about the mountain. You've been whining about the mountain. You've been afraid of the mountain. Or you've just decided to make your home on this side of the mountain. That you'll just live life here. Instead of saying, you know what, mountain? I am on my way to God's destiny. I am on my way to God's best. Amen. And you are moving out of the way today in Jesus' name. Let's keep it quiet for now. Amen. Amen. Is there a mountain in your way? All right. Is there a giant in the land where that you're supposed to be? All right. I don't know what it is, but let's get the word of God. And right now, I want you to lift up your voice and to speak to that mountain in Jesus' name. All right? Ready? On the count of three, you just start. All right? Now, here's the other thing. For your benefit, all right, now your mountain can hear you. All right? Goliath can hear you. But you know what? If you're speaking with a voice of victory, don't whisper. All right? We don't have a sign out front that says, silence, church. I want to put out a sign. Shout, you're coming to church. Get loud, you're coming to church. Amen? All right, so let's speak to the mountain. Speak in Jesus' name. Speak the word of God. Ready? One, two, three, go. Go ahead, begin to speak. Declare your voice. Declare the word of God right now to your mountain. Thank you, Father. Ha-ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. Speak the word of God. Whatever you bind is bound. Whatever you loose is loosed in His name, by His authority. By His authority. Speak like you mean it. Declare what God says. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Aha. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, in Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name. Declare it. Declare it. Speak back to Goliath. Let him know what God knows. Let him know what faith tells you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, from this place on, friends, family members, you are going to have to stop calling it what you've been calling it. Call the road paved in Jesus' name. Call your kids champions in Jesus' name. Amen. Call the situation resolved in Jesus' name. Call the account overflowing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Call those things that are not as though they were. Amen. and give us a call when the mountain goes splash. Hallelujah, because it is moving. It is moving. Amen. Amen. And friend, let me tell you, when it comes to sickness in your body, do not sign for it. Do not accept it. This is not my portion. This is not my part. My body is healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bow your heads with me. Close your eyes. God has a plan for your life. He has great victory for every single one of you. And those of you who are the children of God, you have been given the right to be the sons and the daughters of God. And because of that, He has given you His name. You're authorized in this earth to act on His behalf. And in His name, things can change. But friend, if you are here today and you are not born again, you are not a part of the family of God, that name is available for you, but it doesn't belong to you yet. You're on your own. You see, there really, truly are only two groups of people on the earth. We group them in many different categories, but God only has two. Those that are a part of His family and those who are not. And when you were born into this world physically, you were born separated from God. You were not born into His family. And that's why Jesus said you must be born again. That is, you have to, on purpose, receive the life of God and transfer and leave the kingdom of darkness and be transferred into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of His dear Son. And friend, that transfer does not happen through water baptism. It doesn't happen through church membership. It doesn't happen through being a pious or a good person. It only happens when you put your faith in Jesus Christ and what He's done for your life. And if you've never done that, today you can. You can make that decision. And Jesus Christ can be your Lord and your Savior. If you're here today, you've never done that. You say, Pastor, I want to be in the family of God. If that's you, then I would invite you right now to say a prayer with me to invite Jesus as your Lord. And so that we can make this together. Or perhaps you are a believer, but you have your life is in rebellion. You're backslidden. But you know it's time to come home. It's time to be forgiven and restored and cleansed. If that's you, friend, you can come home to a God who loves you today. And if you want to pray that prayer with me, wherever you are, simply raise up your hand. Say, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to come home from a land of rebellion and sin. Friend, if that's you, come home. Come home to Jesus. Anyone? Yes, God bless you in the back. Thank you so much for that hand. Anyone else that'll say, Pastor, that's me. Pastor, I am ready to make that decision. I want Jesus to be the Lord and the Savior of my life. Anyone else? If that's you, yes, sir. Yes, in the back. God bless you, yes. Everyone that raised your hand, or you thought I should have raised my hand, I want you to come and meet me up front. I want you to grab your Bible, your handbag, whatever you have with you, and come right now and meet me up front. This is a sign of you stepping out the old life and stepping into a brand new life with Jesus Christ. Just come right now. Stand right here. God bless you, sir. Every single one of you, He has a good plan for your life. And today, the Word of God says that when we open the door of our heart, when God's knocking, that He'll come in and He will live with you. He'll be good to you. And so right now, we're going to pray a prayer that does just that. It's inviting Jesus Christ to come into our life. Are you ready to do that? You ready? Are you ready? Young man, are you ready? All right. Today's your day. So I would like you just to close your eyes and lift up one of your hands towards heaven, because we're talking to God. And say this with me. Say, Father, I believe Jesus is your Son. He died in my place. He was raised from the dead so that I could know you. Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. I make a decision right now to follow you. I put my trust in you. I believe I am a brand new person. I'm in your family. I am going to heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.